Lucas, of course, Andrew Shores, joined by Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And plenty of great things going on at MCC right now. A new semester, plenty of workshops, plenty of new faces on campus.
Yes.
And maybe just moving along the lines of upcoming events. You have a Bible study class coming up later in the spring. And also later this winter, you have the Women's World 40th Annual event. But I also see you have Vision 360 even later on this spring. Plenty of awards to give away at that, correct?
You bet. It's a great event that we started 3 years ago. And the whole goal of it is in the name Vision 360. We want people to come in about a 2 to 2.5 hour time frame and get a 360-degree view of the impact of a small private college that exists in Manhattan, Kansas. I mean, we've been here since 1927. A lot of people don't know that. We're approaching our 90th year, and we've made a lot of impact and made a lot of impact around the world. And when we host this event, the purpose of it is, obviously, is to tell our story. And obviously, at the end of the night, we ask people to partner with us financially to help us move forward with our mission. But it is an exciting night to where they see, here's what's going on campus. And one of the things we do is we give away our alumni awards. Our three alumni awards that we give away each year for their ministry excellence, their professional excellence, as well as just that big overall alumni award for people who've made an impact. So, for example, last year we gave away an award to Don and Sue Wilson. He's the pastor of the church in Phoenix that the security guys came from. That church is the ninth largest church in America. He's had an amazing impact. Grew up in Alta Vista, south of Manhattan, on a farm, and came to MCC. And so he got one of our major alumni awards. We also gave away an award to Bill and Marcia Thornton. They served in ministry and now serve, and he teaches at a Bible college up in Nebraska and also in an inner city mission in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then we also gave an award to Les Palach, and he is a professor in the PhD program for entrepreneurship at Baylor University. He's an MCC grad. It helps tell the story of what MCC has done in the past and what it's doing currently. We also give away our student awards, which is exciting because those six students who receive, three females, three males, you get to see the future of the impact of MCC. And they get to share with the people who are there, here's what's going to be happening when they tell their story of what all's going on. And so like last year, we gave away awards to students who want to go to the mission field, one who wants to work in agriculture, several who want to serve in ministry. In fact, one of them is the pastor in Council Grove now at a church down there, and another one is a children's pastor here in Manhattan, Kansas. And it is a way to see the future impact of MCC. And so it is a really fun night. It's also a night where, like I shared, for example, what we have going on with the Activity Center. A year ago, year and a half ago, that's when we shared, here's what we're doing, here's our goal, join the effort to help us pull that off. And so it's a 2.5 hour night. We get a sponsor who pays for the meal, so you don't have to pay for the meal. People just get to come, and we would love to have people be a part of that. We have anywhere from 300 to 350 people. Vision 360, April 7th, Friday, 6 to 8:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn. And so we would love to have people come be a part of that and hear about MCC.
Well, and how special is it going to be? You know, you talk about the progress on the athletic facility. You're going to have that thing hopefully framed by that point. The people who donated to that project will be able to see the building.
Yes, they will be. And what's going to be exciting is having them be able to hopefully drive by it on the way over there, have pictures that they can share. The construction company also has a time-lapse video that once changes really start being made, the people will be able to go on and see the time lapse. And so it's exciting. It really is.
And well, obviously a building is exciting, but there's probably plenty more going on with the student body and the leadership of the students that the funders, the alumni, are going to be able to witness. What else has maybe been a highlight of the year?
Well, it's kind of fun. We have already had our alumni events for the year. Here's something that's really kind of fun, tied in with the Activity Center. One of our alumni said the other day, he goes, I have a new goal. I want to be in shape this year. And he goes, my primary purpose is I've got one more alumni basketball game left in me, and I want to be in that first one that they hold in the new Activity Center. And he goes, then I'm going to retire. So it's kind of exciting to see alumni enjoying that. People in the community can also just come and enjoy what goes on our campus and meet our students. And one example would be basketball games that we have this Friday night. City Auditorium, 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the men. Our women are 3-1 in conference play, our men are 4-0 in conference play. They play a high quality. It's not, you know, as big as Big 12, obviously, but a lot of great young people who play a high quality of sports. And so people can come and enjoy that. We have a minimal entrance fee to be a part of that. But we invite people to come this Friday night, next Friday night, are two of our big conference matchups. So that's part of the exciting thing going on campus. And just one more event I want to share with you. People can nominate for Timothy Days is two of our largest scholarships that we give away. We have two events where kids come in and interview for those. January 28th and 29th, March 4th and 5th. So coming up here in a week and a half, if anybody in the community knows a great young person that they would love to nominate to be that next generation of Christian leader, encourage them to call the school, nominate them, 785-539-3571. And just for being nominated and attending, they get a $500 scholarship. So people need to be aware of those types of things that we have going on, and would just love to have them partner with us at Manhattan Christian College.
Sounds like there's plenty of fantastic things going on, and you talk about the Manhattan Thunder. I mean, both teams very good. Manhattan Christian College obviously recognized pretty routinely for having great athletic teams, but you had some people travel to Florida, actually,
yes,
at the end of the year,
yeah,
back in November.
Yeah, our men's soccer team made nationals and performed very well as our women's volleyball team. And so I think now that we're going to have a place of our own, it's going to help them be even that much better. So we're going to be excited to see not only the impact on campus, but in our sports teams, and hopefully in recruitment as well. It's going to be fun.
Well, there are no athletic scholarships at Manhattan Christian College, correct? So
no.
This is just a bunch of students who have a lot of fun.
You know MCC pretty well. I'm impressed. No, we don't give athletic scholarships. All of ours are academic. And so these are people who just want to still play in sports, be a student who happens to be an athlete instead of the other way around, be an athlete who happens to be a student, which I think the higher you go in collegiate athletics, that would be true. And so we have a lot of great quality young people, quality athletes who come and experience that at MCC.
Well, it's 9:58 here on KMAN's In Focus. We're going to go ahead and say goodbye for today. But of course, this morning we've had on with us Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. We'll, of course, have the show online later, newsradiokman.com. Kathy Dawes will be back tomorrow.
Kevin, thank you much. Andrew, good job this morning. Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler will talk about some economic development activities. We'll talk also about this coming weekend's retreat. That's tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. On the other side is CBS News at the top of the hour. It's the Clark Howard Show, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and then the game. And we got K-State basketball on the road against Oklahoma State tonight.
You want to feel connected, at one with your world. Informed, included, and inspired. So no matter where you are,